Today's daf is daf lamed ches. So we got to the very top line. Amalei Abai. Abai says to Rav Yosef, "Hi, kobe de'ara." We're talking about this type of food that was placed in a little cavity at the bottom of the oven. You put some water and flour, and you created this food called kobe de'ara. So my mevarchino alai, what bracha do you say on this? So Amalei, mi savers nahamahu, is this bread? It's not bread. They didn't knead it into dough. They're just water and flour created some food. So guvla ba'almahu, it's some type of, I don't know, whatever it is. Mvarchin and Allah bar min mizanos, you say mizanos on this thing. So marzucha kava suda sayu alavai, he would make, he would kaveh suda on this. Ubarach alavai kamotzi lecha min aretz, you'd say a motzi, v'shalosh brachos, because he was kaveh suda, it would be an example of pas baba kissin. We'll get to this more in a later sugya. But pas baba kissin, if a person's kaveh suda, if there's a certain amount of shear on mizanos, you would say a motzi and bench as well. So Amar Mar Bar of Ashi, V'adam Yotzi Behem Yidei Chavasu Pesach, this would also qualify as Matzah and Pesach, my Taima, Lechem Oni, Karina, this would be Lechem Oni, it wasn't bread, it wasn't dough, it didn't rise, this would also, for one, would be Kovei Suda, have a Shir V'Kazayas, for Matzah, he would be Yotzi the Mitzvah. So Gemara says, Amar Mar Bar of Ashi, Hai Duvsha De Tamri, the honey of the Tamar, of the dates, Mevarchinen Alavai Shakol Nia B'Devar, one would say Shakol, my taima zeya ba'amhu. The honey that's squeezed out of the tamar is not the actual tamar. It's zeya. It's some sweat. It's some liquid. Rashi says ain't no pri. It's not considered the fruit of it, and therefore it would only result in a shahakol. Come on, who holds this way? Who do they hold like? Hi tana. The following tana, the tana, the Mishnah tells us meseches trumos devash tamarim v'yayin tapuchim. If you have the honey of dates or the wine of apples, the juice of apples, apple juice, if you will, v'chometz sfonio, some type of vinegar, v'shar me peros shel truma, or any other fruit juices from that which is truma, so Rabbi Eliezer mechayev karen v'chometz. So if someone who's not a kohen were to eat any of the fruit juices of truma, he's chayev to pay the karen, and the chometz, an additional penalty to the truma, to the kohen rather. Rabbi Yeshua Poter, Rabbi Yeshua says not true. Rabbi Yeshua says the fruit juices are zeya ba'alma. They're not considered the fruit and therefore not subject to chuma, not subject to a violation. And also, with regards to the bracha, it will not be ha'etz. To fascinating Tosas, you look at Tosas, Dimascha, ha'duvsha, de tamre, mevarchin elavai, shahakul. You say shahakul on honey, date honey. V'chein mashkin mikol mine peros. Every single fruit juice is only a shahakol, even though it comes from oranges or apples. This is part of a larger discussion, actually. But the simple understanding is really shahakol. Bar mitirosh v'yitzar, except for grapes and olives, olive oil and wine, these are the only exceptions, kedamrin and gavi orla. Now, the reasons that machlok is why these are exceptions, either because Tosafot seems to indicate because the Torah calls them a mashke. The Torah calls it tirosh v'yitzarcha, which is the olive oil and the wine. And others say no, because most people drink them as opposed to eating them. But either way, outside of olive oil and wine, everything else is only shahakol. All other fruit juices are shahakol. Lafuke me halachas gedolos, the Bahag, shepirish demari shenasan latocha mayim. He says no. Every fruit juice is actually ha'etz. The only reason why this case of duvsha de tamar is a shakol because you diluted it with water. That's what the Gemara is talking about here. We don't assume that way. So then the Gemara, the Tosas writes, v'sheicha, when it comes to beer, what bracha do you say in beer? Beer is a mizonas, right? Comes from hops, comes from barley, one might think. V'sheicha didan, our beer. Avagav, the shema yesh behen kazayis, b'chteachias pras. Lo mivarchin Allah bari mine mizonos. We don't say mizonos on beer. El shahakol, as we know. Ve'afilu l'Rav Shmuel, even according to Rav Shmuel that we saw a couple days ago, the Amrinon, they say, kol sheyesh bo mechamishis haminim ha'mivarchin Allah bari mine mizonos. If it has the five grains, it should be mizonos. And sheichar comes from barley. Ha'chalo havi be mamish esrom. This is not really the barley. Ve'ein sheichar el time of Alma. There's only a little flavor from the barley. Moreover, mishim sheyesh bo, Ilavai acharina bapas. It has a better process. It could get to a higher level. It's not the final product. Really, bread is the final product that would make it the best. And v'od finally b'shtia omer shakol. We never say a mizonos. We never say anything other than a shahakol on that which is a liquid. So there are a few reasons why the Tosas paskins, and we assume lahalacha, why we say a shahakol on beer. Gemara now says shetisa. Rav Amar Shakol Nia B'Devaro, and Shmuel Amar Borei Mine Mizonos. What is Shtisa? So Rashi tells us that Shtisa is, where's that Rashi? Oh, there's no Rashi. Okay, it's some type, I thought there's a Rashi somewhere. Yeah, where do you see that Rashi?
Says there is.
It's a Rashi somewhere here. I can't locate it, but it's somewhere, not here, it's somewhere else, maybe it's a Musaf Rashi of some sort. That it's a type of wheat that you just bake in the oven. It seems like maybe oats or something, like oatmeal. They have an English translation of it, the description.
Flour from kernels, toasted kernels.
Okay, toasted kernels. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista v'lo pliga, there is no machlokas, whether you say shahakal or borei minei mizonos. They're talking about two different types. Ha ba'ava, ha b'racha. If it's thick versus if it's thin. Ava, if it's thick, lachila avdi, so you certainly make the toasted kernels to eat it, and therefore it warrants mizonos, it comes from the five grains. If it was made racha, if it was made very soft or thin, lirfuah ka'avdilei, it was meant to be for four purposes, and therefore, since it's not lahana, you don't say mizonos, rather you only say a shahakal. So Mesa Rav Yosef asks the question, v'shavin, everyone agrees, he quotes a brisa, shebok shenes ashtos b'shabes, that one mixes shtos ashtisa, oh, I see the chat, now I see the, I see it. Oh, did I skip, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, wow, I skipped a lot. Okay, let's backtrack. Okay. We're up to Amalei Ahum Mirabanan. I'm sorry. Amalei Ahum Mirabanan. One of the Yerbanan say, the Rava Trima, that's why I couldn't find the Rashi, because I skipped a bunch. So, Trima Mahu. So, what, they asked Rava, what do you say on Trima? So, Lahava Daita, the Rava, he didn't make Amalei. He wasn't sure what they were referring to when he said the word Trima. So, Yasir Ravina Kami the Rava. Ravina was sitting in front of Rava. And Amalei, Dishum Shamshi Kamris, was he saying Shumshami, sesame seed, oh, the Kritami Kamris, oh, the frutzani kamris. He wasn't sure. These are different types of... he knew he was talking about crushing something. He wasn't sure he was referring to each of these. And Rashi explains kurtami is when you crush something and you put some wine in it. Shumshi is when you crush sesame for sesame oil. Pritzani is where you crush grapes in order to use the peels. So I wasn't sure what the question was. So as he's trying to figure out what the shaila was, so adahachi vahachi aski Rava ledaite. Rava finally figured out what the shaila was, and Amrle chashilta vadek amris. He's certainly referring to chashilta, and Gemara sevad darchlan milsi remembered what he was referring to, and hadam Ravasi remembered Ravasi. Ah, high tamer shel chuma. If you have dates of chuma, mutalasus mem trima. You can make it into trima. So trima was really the shaila. What is trima? So Rashi explains trima is where you're not mafsid the truma, you're simply just squashing it a little bit. You're making it, squeezing it to something more solid or more dense, and that's permitted. That's not, you can't be mafsid truma. You can't destroy truma. So to squash into trima, that's permitted for truma. V'asalasus mem shecha, but you can't transform it into beer because then you'd be losing some of the truma in doing so. The hilchos, the bottom line, legabe hilchos brachos now. Tamari, if you have dates, v'avdinu trima, you make it into trima, you squash it, v'varchinen olavayu bere pre'eit, because you haven't changed anything, it's in ha'eit. My timer, b'milsayu kaima kidmikara, it's in the initial form, and therefore it has the same bracha as actual dates. So now the Gemara says shtisa, which now we know where Rashi is found. Shtisa, Rashi says, it's roasted kernels. So Rav Amar Shakol Nebdevaro and Shmuel Amar Bari Minei Mizonos. So Amar Rav Chisa Lapliga the Yisam Achlokes Haba Ava Habaracha. If it's thick, Ava Lachila Avdi was made to be eaten, and therefore it deserves a Mizonos because it comes from the grains. And Racha was made to be soft. The Refuah Avdi, since it was only intended on helping a person Refuah, it drops down to a Shahakol. So Gemara asks a question. Maisi Rav Yosef, quoting a Gemara regarding Hilchos Shabbos. The shavin shebochsin as shtus b'shabbos, you're able to mix together this the shtus the shtisa, the shosin zaysin mitzri and some type of I don't know olive Egyptian olives of some sort. They're meant for refuah. So now the Gemara says ve'isak adaitech refuah kamechavin. If you felt that this item called shtisa was meant for refuah b'shabbos mishari, are you allowed to perform refuah? We know it's also to do refuah on Shabbos unless it's a chola sheish b'sakana or the different level. So if shtisa is really for refuah, how is that permitted on Shabbos? Amar Le Abai. Abai says, "At lo tizvara, you don't allow refuah on Shabbos." What's not the Mishnah tells us, Masechah Shabbos, "Kola ochlin ochal adam lerefuah b'Shabbos v'chal mashkin mashkin shoseh." So any food that's meant for refuah, you could eat. What it means is you can't take medication. But let's say you have a chicken soup. So chicken soup is food. Now even though you might take the chicken soup for refuah purposes, as long as you're doing a kederach achila, that's allowed. If you're doing kederach shti, it's allowed. So shtisa, you're eating it kederach achila. Yes, you might want refuah as well. But since it appears like regular achila, that's allowed. So elama is lecholameim, or what are you going to say? Gavra lachila kamachavin. The guy's intending on eating food. That's why it's allowed on Shabbos. Hachanami, here as well, when the guy's eating shtitza during the week, forgetting Shabbos now, gavra lachila kamachavin, he's eating it for food. And since he's eating it for food, it should be a mezonos, whether or not it's ava, or whether or not it's racha. So the Gemara says, Lishachrina, a slightly different take on this question. Elamayis lechol meimar. What are you going to explain about Shabbos? Why can you take shtitz on Shabbos if it's really for refuah? Because gavra lachila kamachavin and the refuah memela kahavia. The refuah just happens to incidentally come about, but since the main kavana is for achila, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Hachanami legabe hilchos brachos lachila kamachavin. He's intending on eating it for eating and refuah memela kahavia, and therefore it should be a mezonos even if it's racha. So the Gemara says vitzricha. You need tricha the rav ushmua. You need this statement. If you look at Rashi just for a second, what's going on here? Rashi says if it's tricha the rav ushmua. V'yafa gav the tani. Even though we have the brayta in Shabbos, the ochel hu umotel ochel b'Shabbos. That since shtisa's food, and therefore you can eat it on Shabbos, even though there might be medicinal benefits, still it's tricha lemeimar de tam bracha. You still have to tell me the din. It requires a bracha. I mean, we know on Shabbos you can eat shtisa. That's allowed because it's achila. Even though there's also food, that's allowed. We have to teach you that what the brach is. Why? Back to the Gemara. Because dimei hai, had I had the hilcha Shabbos halacha only, hava amin, I would have thought lachila kamechavin, you're intending on eating it, refua memela kahavin, the refua just happens to come. Ava hacha here, kevin de lachachila, but since during the week, the reason why I'm eating shtisa is really lichachila, the refuah kamachavin. My main intention is for refuah purposes, lo liver chalavayu klal. You shouldn't say any bracha on it, like when I have Tylenol or Advil, any medicine, you don't say bracha on the actual medicine. So here, I shouldn't say any bracha on the shtisa, since my whole and my only intention is for refuah, kamashmalan kevin is lehanamine by bracha. Since there's hana, you would say bracha. So if one were to eat, I don't know, some food during the week for health part, for chicken soup, because the guy's got a sore throat, so even though the main intention is for refuah, since there's hana, one would certainly require bracha based on this Gemara here. Gemara now says, quoting from the Mishnah, Daf Lamed
Hey. What about stuff like medicine
that
tastes
like candy? So that, lechora, would require bracha. So the Gemara now says, she'al pas who omer, when it comes to eating bread, the Gemara says, hamoti lechem, the Mishnah says, you say hamoti lechem na'aretz. So the Gemara has a machlokas tana rabbanan, mahu omer, what exactly, what bracha, what's the nusach you say? One opinion says, hamoti lechem na'aretz with a hay. Rabbi Nechami omer, moti without the hay, moti lechem na'aretz. So what's the difference with a hamoti versus moti? So the Gemara explains as follows, amar Rava, Rava says, bim moti kuyama lo pligi. If you say without the hay, everyone agrees, de'apik masha means that Hashem brought out the bread already. It's in the past tense, which is very precise. The bread was already taken from the ground, mashma. How do we know that moti means that he took out from the past? Dechsev kel motziyam mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from the past, from Mitzrayim. So moti is certainly an accurate bracha. Ki pligi, when do they argue? Be hamoti, with the hey, there's a machlokas, rabbanan savri, hamoti de'apik mashma. It also means past tense, which is also accurate. Dechsev hamoti lechamayim mitzrayim halamish, that Hashem took out the water from the rock in the past tense. So hamoti is also an accurate description. Rabbi Nechemiah Osavar Hamotzi Machbet Masha, in the future, that he will take us out, and therefore it will be inaccurate to say Hamotzi Lechem Na'aretz. How do we know Hamotzi implies in the future? The Shenemar says Hamotzi Etzchem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim. Hashem is going to take us. This is before Yitzis Mitzrayim. Hashem will take you out from Mitzrayim. So it's referring to Lil Asid, and therefore Hamotzi would be incorrect according to Rabbi Nechemiah. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan Hahu Hachi Kamar. The Rabbanan say, the word hamotzi in that context is also in the past tense. Even though this is prior to the actual Yetziah, Hachi Kamer Lehu, Kutcher Bruchu Lisrael. Hashem says to Klai Yisrael, Kad Mafikna Lehu, when I do take you out, Avdina Lehu Milsa, I'm going to do something for you, Kecha Diyadiyasa, so that you will know, the honor who Da'afikse, that I'm the one who took you out, Yaschar Mimitraim, that I took you from Mitraim, Dechseva, Vidatim Kiani Hashem Okecham Hamotzi, that when it happens, you will know that I'm the one who took you out in the past. So he's just foreshadowing how they're going to view the aftermath of the Yetziah. So Hamotzi is also accurate according to the Rabbanim. So this machlokas is what to say. So the Gemara says, Meshabchinen le Rabbanan le Rabbi Zera. The Rabbanim were telling Rabbi Zera how great es bar Rav Zvid, achud Rabbi Shim bar Zvid, bar Rav Zvid, the Adam Gadol. They're describing this tzaddik, he's the Adam Gadol. Okay? Ubaki bebrachasu, and his area of expertise was in Hilchos Brachos. So Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Zera says to the Rabbanim, Lichshiyav liyadcham, when he comes to you, I want to meet this guy, Hevi'u liyadi, bring him to my house. Zimnecha, the one time, Ikloi legabe, he came to visit, Afklei rivsa, so Rabbi Zera brought out a piece of bread, and he told him to make a bracha on the bread. So what did Bar Rav Zvid do? Pasach Vamar Motzi. He said Motzi Lechem, not the hay. Didn't say Ha Motzi. He said Motzi Lechem Min Aretz. So Rabbi Zera turns to the Rabbanan and says Amar Zehu She Omer Malav Adam Gadahu Ubaki Brachosu. You're telling me this is the guy who's the expert in Hilchot Brachos? Bishma, I would have understood you when you made sense. Yamri Hamotzi. Had he said Hamotzi, then I would have agreed. Shashminan Taima Vashminan Dehochasak Rabbanim. He knew there was a machlokus, and he would have known we paskin like Rabbanim that we say Hamotzi against Rabbi Nechemya. Now Ella Damar Moti says Motzi, my kamashalon. But you the Avid Lafuki Nafshi Ben Pluksi, he's just trying to avoid any machlokus. It's not a chiddush there. He's not a bucky and brachu. He's just taking the safe route here. That's not a Adam Gadol. So the Gemara says, at the end of the day, Hilchas of the bottom line is we say Ha Motzi Lechem in arts like the Rabbanim, the Karmelon Kerabbanim, the Amri, the Apik Mashmer, that Ha Motzi also means the past tense as well. If you take a look at Tosus on the top here, Hilchas of Ha Motzi Vehulu, V'yafa Pita B'Motzi Chuyama Lo Pligi. You would imagine that Motzi would have been better. We rather satisfy both opinions, where everyone agrees Motzi is the proper grammar. Why would you get yourself in the Machlokas of a Ha Motzi? So Tosus says V'yafa Pita Dibit Motzi Chuliyama lo pligi, da'apik mashma, that implies in the past tense, ubi yushami mefarish taima, kadeshalo la'ariv ahosios, kagon ha'olam motzi. There's a technical reason, says the yushami, because Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam motzi. Olam and motzi, the mems of olam and motzi, you might swallow one of the letters, so ha-motzi helps you separate it. So for technical reasons, says Tosfos, from the yushami, you should say ha-motzi. He says Olam and Motzi. The mems go Olam and Motzi. V'yafa gav debelechem min also nami ikir eruv. It says right lechem min hara. It's also lechem and min are also. So shouldn't we have some separation there as well? So he says a shiny hasam. Thereby lechem min is different. The crux here. There's a pasuk that says matzmiach chater lebehema ve'esev alavo. That's Olam Motzi lechem min haaretz. So since it's based on the pasuk, we didn't want to make a separation. V'yakein, for that reason, based on the pasukim tilna we just quoted, yesh lev tzoa b'shtei yodav b'aser etzbaos neged yud tevos shebemikras. That when you say a bracha, you should place all 10 fingers based on this bracha. Others say because the bracha of a motzi is 10 words, and also there are 10 mitzvahs related. There are many reasons why you should put all 10 fingers on the bread when we're saying the bracha, but one of the reasons, says Tosus, is based on the pasuk, which is 10 words long. Future doesn't make sense. I can't say, thank Hashem for this bread that he will take out. No, it already was taken out. So it has to be in the past tense to make any sense.
So that, specifically on one.
On this, it's on this bread I'm eating, on this right here. So then the Gemara says four lines down, two dots, Val Yirakos, Omer Vechulu. So we said when it came to vegetables, one says, Barei Priha Adama. Katani Yirakos, Dumi the Pas. We have a statement that we compare, we equate vegetables to bread. In what way? Just like bread has went through a process, it went through a process of fire and heat. So af irakos nami shenishana aydeh haor. So two vegetables that went through a process of cooking also. What does that mean? So what's the connection? So amravanai mishmei derabaye zosemer. This is what it's telling us. Shlokos mivarchinen alehin barei pri ha'adama. When a person cooks vegetables, you still say adama. So when you cook, peppers, zucchinis, whatever it is, potatoes, you still say adama. So the Gemara is going to elaborate on this topic right now. So Darish Rav Chista, Mishum Dirabenu, Umanu, Rav, they quoted the name of Rav, Shlokos Mevarchinin Aleim Bori Pri Adama. If you cook vegetables, you still say adama. Rabosenu Hayordin Me'eretz Yisrael, the rabbis who came down from Eretz Yisrael, Umanu, who was at Ula, Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Shlakos Mivarchin and Leo Shakol and Bidro. He argues and says, no, you say Shahakol and cooked vegetables. Vani Omer, but I personally hold Kol Shet, and this is how we paskim, Kol Shet Chilasa Bari Pri Adama, that which is Adama before you eat it, let's say something that's edible when it's in the raw state, such as, let's say, I don't know, peppers. So, Shalat, well, that's not a good example. But something that's better when it's raw. You start with an adama, and shlokov, you cook it, it makes it inferior. It drops down to a shahakol niyeh bidvar. The Gemara is going to give an example of this. And chol shetchilaso shahakol niyeh bidvar, that which is initially a shahakol, let's say an onion, for example, which initially be a shahakol because it's not so edible when it's raw. Shlokov, you cook it, it elevates to a borei pri adama. So depending which is the more inferior versus superior state, that's where the adama would be, that's where the shahakol would be. Now, Tosus points out, if it's something that's equal, both raw and cooked, then it would keep the same bracha, bein b'chai, bein b'mavushi. It brings a raya from wine. Wine, we know, wine is a bein b'chai, bein b'mavushi. It's the same bracha. It's just as good. Unless you have a very, very sensitive palate, you could perhaps taste the difference, but it's very hard to. And therefore, just like wine remains the same bracha, bein b'chai, bein b'mavushi, so to anything else that's equally good, chai, and mavushi. So the Gemara now says, wants to know, what are examples of things that are initially shakal and drops to, or elevates to a hadama, and vice versa? So the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand, kol shetchilaso shehakol, niyabe devaro shlaku b'priya adama, that which is initially shakal and gets elevated to a bari priya adama is mishkachasla, b'karva, b'salka, v'karva. What's karva? Karva is, what is it? A kruv, like a, oh, very good for today, okay. A carib. Salka is what, radish, I think? It's what is that?
Beets.
Beets. Okay, beets. And what's kara? Gourds, I think.
Yeah,
so, what? Pumpkin. That gourds is type of pumpkin. Yeah. Elakol. So that makes sense. These things are initially shahakol, and when you cook it, they become adama. Now, what about elakol shetchilasa bari pri adama? What's initially an adama and shaloku when it gets cooked, it drops to a shahakol near bidvaro. Heicha mishkachasla. What are examples? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mishkachasla betumi vekarti. Tumi is garlic. And what's karti again?
Leek.
So these things are shako, but when you cook it, it elevates to adama. So darish of Nachman Mishim Rabbeinu Manu Shmuel. They quote from Shmuel now. Shlakos mevarchin and alem bori pri adama. V'chaverenu hayor demert Israel Manu Ula. Who was it? Ula Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shlakos mevarchin and alayu shako near b'devaro. Again, same machlokas. What do you say on cooked vegetables? Is it adama or is it shako? V'ani omer I hold. It's really a machlokes tanaim. So the Gemara says, what's machlokes tanaim, whether you say a shahakol or a dama on cooked vegetables? The Tanya. Based on a braisa legabe hilchos matzah. Yotzin berakik hashara, if you rakuk is a type of a wafer of matzah. If you yotze the halacha of eating matzah, if it's shari, if it's soaked in something, and also umivushal, even though it may have been cooked in water, you're still yotze to the mitzvah, shiloni moch, as long as it has not melted, has not pulverized, it still remains intact, you could be yotze if it's cooked, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, yotzen berakik hashari, if you soak it in water, so then that's still matzah. Aval lo b'mivushal, if it's cooked, Ava pishlo nimoch, even though it has not been melted or pulverized, you're still not yotze. So what comes out from the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, are you yotze and matzah mevushal? What's the shaila? Does cooking something change the form? So too, does cooking vegetables change the bracha to shakol, or does it change it to adama, just like by the machlokas of matzah? And the Gemara says, you cannot equate the two halachas. Lo, not true. Lohi. The Chuliyama, everyone agrees, Shlakos, Mivarchin, and Alei, and Bori Pri Adama. Everyone says, use vegetables, cooked zucchini, cooked potatoes, and peppers, you say Adama. V'yad Kan, when is the machlokas legabe matzah only? Lo kama Rabbi Yossi Hasim, the only reason why Rabbi Yossi says you can't be yotzed matzah mevushal is elamishim deba'inan ta matzah velech, you need to taste the matzah. But the moment you cook the matzah in water, it's no longer present. You don't have the natural taste of matzah. When it comes to vegetables, hilchos, brachos, afil Rabbi Yossi Mode, he would agree it would still retain its bracha of adama.
What's the exact taste of the matzah? He puts the matzah in water, in boiling water?
Yeah, he boils it in water, exactly.
And then he just takes it out, and the water is blended without any flavor?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, it changes the flavor out, yeah. The consistency of it.
The matzah.
Give me. It could be. No, because there you're changing the form of it. You're changing the crumbs. Here you take the actual matzah and you boil it in water. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Shlokos mevarchin and alei bori pri adama. You say cooked vegetables, you say adama. And Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Shlokos mevarchin alei and shakal niyabedivar. Okay, same machlokas. So Amr Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Kava ula l'shebashta k'Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak was kaveh the ula with a certain mistake of how Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes, how he quoted the halacha, and Ta'i Bey Rabbi Zeir. So there's a machlokas how exactly this was reported. So if you look at Rashi to explain what the machlokas here is, Rashi says, Amar Rav Nachman kava ula l'shebashta. L'shebashta is a shibus, a mistake. K'Rabbi Binyamin. Ula shamar mishum Rabbi Yochanan la'el shahakol. So earlier, ula quoted from Rabbi Yochanan, you say shahakol on cooked vegetables. The Kava Shibush, Rabbi Binyamin, Acha Niskal Belibo, then he thought it was really Rabbi Binyamin quoting it from, the Achshav Omer Bibai Samejish B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. So my cloak is whether Ula, rather Rabbi Yochanan was the author of this, were really from Rabbi Binyamin, so unclear who this was. So now trying to figure out who this was quoted from, was Rabbi Binyamin quoting Ula, or was Rabbi Yochanan quoting Ula? So Tai Bei Rabbi Zera, V'chima Inin Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes Eita Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba. We're comparing what Rabbi Binyamin, his Masar was, how it came down, to Rabbi Chiyah. Rabbi Chiyah was much greater than Rabbi Binyamin. So how could he be, how could you trust Rabbi Binyamin? How do we see this? Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba Dayek, the Gamer Shmaisam, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiyah, he was Medayek, and he learned from the mouth of Rabbi Yochanan himself, Rabbi, that was his Rabbi. Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes Lo Dayek, he wasn't so precise in how he learned things. He learned, maybe in a Talmud, but he wasn't so meduyak, he wasn't so precise. Oh, and moreover, Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba, Kol Tlosin Yomin Mahadar Talmud Kamei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe, he would chazer every 3 days everything he learned. So whatever Rabbi Chiyah says, that's how we should understand it. And furthermore, Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes Lo Mahadar, he wouldn't chazer like that. Oh, and moreover, Bar Mindin, so aside from that, we have halacha lamaisa, dahu turmasa, a certain type of food, the shalkale sheva zimnin bekadera, that was cooked 7 times over in the kadera, in the boiling water. Vachlele, then they'd eat it bekinuach suda, they eat it in the meal. And also v'shalu Rabbi Yochanan, we have reported that they asked Rabbi Yochanan what bracha to say on this. V'amrlo mevarchen elavai bari pri adama. You say ha'adama. So how could you quote from Rabbi Binyamin to say that it should really be a shahakal? He's incorrect for many reasons that we just said. Oh, we're not done with it. Od amr Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba ani ra'isi. I myself saw. As Rabbi Yochanan sha'achal zayis maliach, he ate a salted olive. Ubarach olive tchila v'sof. He said bracha beforehand, and he said bracha afterwards. Now, what bracha was he saying afterwards? Now, iyamis, if you're going to say bishma shlokosh b'masayu kaimu, it stands in his initial intact b'tchila mevarach olive bori pir eitz u'vasof mevarach olive bracha achas main shalosh, because zayis and olive is one of these shivas haminim. El iyamis shlokosh lav b'masayu kaimi. If you're going to say that cooked vegetables do not remain its same form, and therefore you would say bracha before and bishlama betchila mevarch alav shakol niyeb devar, fine. Ela levasof my mevarch. There's no bracha after having a shakol. And Gemara says, of course there is. Dehuma barei nefashos rabos v'chesonon akoma shebara. So that last question wasn't so much of a question, but everything uphill to now was a big question. How could you rely on Rabbi Binyamin quoting Rabbi Yochanan as shakol? We should rely on Rabbi Chiyah quoting Rabbi Yochanan. That in fact is really dama. Let's just finish the daf now. The Gemara says, "Meisav Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel." Yirakos shadam yotze ben yidei chavasa bePesach. The vegetables one fulfills the chiyuv of maror on Pesach. Now yotze ben bekalach, you could be yotze with the stem of them shelahen avalo bekfushim. But if it's soaked in something vinegar or pickled v'lo shlukin, if shlukin is overcooked v'lo mevusham or is regularly cooked, any change of form you can be yotze. Now v'sakadaitach, if you were to think b'masayu kai when shlukin amaylo, if you were to think that which is cooked remains the same bracha, so if I cook maror, how come I can't be yotze with cooked maror? And the Gemara says, you can't compare maror to halachas of brachos. Shiny hasan by maror, it's different. Diba'inan tam maror v'lek, you need the taste of maror, and when you cook it, it doesn't have the flavor anymore, and that's why it's possible. But legabe hilchos brachos, that which is cooked still does keep its bracha.